The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Milodaf Tezvav. Our block talks about the inyan of Yisurim being Mitzarev Zemzeh or being Mavatal Zemzeh. I want to discuss a story that happened that's negated to the halacha of this inyan of Yisurim of Atam Zazeh or of Yisurim of Mitzar from Zemzeh. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadiches Tif Tes, it's kapaskin that Kederish Yesh Banun Tes Zesim Hefter, if there's a pot that has 59 Zesim of Hefter, Benafel Wa Bei Zesim, and two Zesim fall in Echad Shal Dam Vechad Shal Chelev, one of Dam and one of Chelev, Kol Echad Mitzar from Anun Tes Shal Hefter Levatel Chaveri. Even though you have 59 of Heter and 2 of Isser, means you have 1 Zayis of Chelev and 1 Zayis of Dam of Isser. So, there's 2 problems here. First of all, you have 2 Zaysim of Isser. Second of all, even if you wouldn't have a second Zayis of Isser, you wouldn't have enough to be Mavatl, even one of them, because Lamaisi so only have 59 Zaysim of Heter. Nevertheless, the halacha is that Kol Echad Mitzarev from Anun Tashal Heter Levatel Chaveri. Each of the Zaysim of Isser is Mitzarev with the nun tes zesim of heter to mivatel chaveri. The shach brings down from the rosh the svaru. It's a svaru. The chol iser batel ksheni yochel liten tam beheter. That since lamaisa we paskin that the iser is because of tam. So since you have the zayis of chelov can't give a tam because kenega the zayis of chelov you have 60 zesim of a different tam. And so too the Zayis of Dam can't give a Tam, because connected the Zayis of Dam, you have 60 Zaysim of the other Tam, of other Tamim, even though they're not a uniform kind of Tam. Nevertheless, each Tam b'fnei atzmei of Isser, you can't be recognized in the Taruvus, and therefore, it's Mutter. So it would sound in the Shach, like even if it was one Isser, you had one Isser, let's say, both things were Usser for the same reason, for the same Lav, but they were two different parts of two different tastes. Let's say you have chelev and basar of carbon or something like that. They're both asar al tzmeila or something like that, something along those lines. I don't know if the mashal is a good mashal, but even if it has one isser, as long as the tam is different, nevertheless, it will be mevatel zezah. That's what it sounds like in the shach. Kveger lemaisa brings down that the tefuah shor says that if the tam is shove, by bezi surim is mitzarif from lesser, which that it is mashma in the shach, that if the tam would be the same, it would be mitzarif lesser, even by two different isurim. It means even if the shame of the isser is a different isser, but if the tam of the isser is the same, there will be mitzarif. And he fears ois, that if the tam is not shove, but you need to have two isurim, but isser echod, chalukim atam, ein mevatam zezeh. That's what he brings down from the tefuah shor. So I went to Eretz Yisrael. I was trying to get smicha from different gedolim, and somebody suggested I should go to Rab Ullman from the Badatz. So I went. Somebody told me he sits in a certain shul. I went to the shul. I was sitting there. He was learning with the two chavrusas, with talmidim, and I was. A chassidish bachur walked in. Was trying to get askama for something. I saw that Rab Ullman was giving him a very hard time. So I thought it's not going to be a posh zach over here to try to ask him to faher me and give me smicha. He looks like somebody who's a big sarvan. He manages to wiggle out of any kind of situation where he's going to have to give askama or smicha or something like that. And he didn't know me from anywhere. I was a litvish bacher. I looked like it at least. I thought it would be pretty hard for me. So I figured I wasn't going to try. I saw that he told the Chassidus Shabakar, like as part of his sarvona, as part of his wiggling out of him, he told, okay, you know, I'm going to Shlachtes now, maybe you'll come along with me. So I piped up, can I come too? So he said, yeah, come along. So I went along with him to the Shlachtes. It was very cute. Along the way, one of his Talmidim was at this, was reading from Beis David on Shechita. And Rav Ullman, he was just reading halachas psukas, like simple halachas, and Rav Ullman would shoot out like these interesting questions, like, do you have to make a shechiyonu when you bring a carbon on the Beis HaMikdash? So like whenever I had an answer, I tried to I tried to stick my nose in and give an answer. Lamaisa, he asked about you bring if you have to bring make a shachiyonu when you bring a carbon. So I told him, yeah, why not? The Gemara states mafurish and brachas that you bring a shachiyonu, you make a shachiyonu when you bring a mincha. So he said, yeah, it's the same thing. He asked me. I said, why not? Afterwards, I looked it up. The Rambam is mechalak between Karbonis and Menachas. Very interesting. But these kind of questions, like not really so negiyat al shechita, he was shooting out very interesting questions. Maisa, near the end of the ride, I showed him a ksav that I had from Rav Shlomo Miller, shlita over here in America, and he liked the ksav, so he decided he's going to ask me some questions. One of the questions he asked me was like this. He asked me four murderous questions. There's absolutely no way in the world. And he didn't really expect me to answer them. But he said that I should go back to America, talk it over with people, and when I come back, I should come back to him with the answer. Well, Maisa, one of the questions that he asked me was that there was once a Rav in Europe, that there was a story that he had there was a pot of 59 zesim of hetter, and zayis of chela fell in, and zayis of dam fell in, and the Rav answered the pot. So he asked me, did the Rav make a mistake? So first I was trying to remember, I remember that the Shulchan Aruch passes as mutter, so I told him Shulchan Aruch says as mutter, now he was saying, so he asked me again, did the Rav make a mistake? So I thought a little bit more, I told him that there's a Prima Godim, I mixed up Rav Kiager and the Prima Godim, whatever it is, he said, Law's the Prima Godim. So I chapped already that he wanted something else, so I started thinking. And I said, oh, the pshat was that the Rav didn't make a mistake. The case was that the chelev wasn't gazaltzen, it wasn't salted. And mela, you don't just have a kazayis of chelev and a kazayis of dam. You have here two kazayisim of dam. Why? Because you have a kazayis of dam. And the chelev, since it wasn't salted, lamaisa has, we say it also has a kazayis of dam in it. So mela, that's why it answered the pot. Not because the surim of chelev and dam are mitzarif, because avada, like the Shulchan Aruch says over here, since the time is different, the surim are not mitzarif. The reason is because the chelev also has dam in it, and mela, the chelev also asters. So then he asked me, and mitzarif is altsim chelev? Do you have to salt chelev? Now this obviously is a very difficult question, because lamaisa we don't eat chelev, so it's not really negea, generally speaking, to discuss whether or not you have to salt chelev, and whether or not chelev has dam in it. This I didn't know the answer to, so he told me I should go back to America and ask my rebbeim. I came back to America, I spoke over the shiloh with a very choshev apoistik, and lamaisa he also didn't know if chelev has dam in it, if it has to be gazaltzen. So lamaisa I'm still not sure what the answer to this question is, whether or not the rav made a mistake. That's the story of my experience with Rav Oman, and I get to this halacha.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.